All right. Thank you for sharing that one as well, you two.
Sure.
So thinking about this week, our sort of virtual celebration of Folkfest, if you will, what are some things that you two are going to be doing to make the best of it?
Well, we're trying to stay in touch with our musical friends all over Alaska and Pacific Northwest, a lot of people that we would normally be seeing this time of year who were not. So we've been setting up evening happy hour FaceTime calls with friends, and then we have another group of friends out of Astoria, Oregon, called the Horsenecks, Gabrielle McCray and Barry Southern, and they've started a quarantine happy hour music thing every day at 4:30 Alaska time. They feature a different artist, and it's been really fun. They've been doing it on Facebook Live, so we've been weirdly consuming a decent amount of music in just a much different format, though.
Is that Horsenecks open to the public? Can somebody find that on Facebook?
Yeah, the group is called Quarantine Happy Hour, and I think you just have to request to join the group.
It's a public group, so all you have to do is just join it, and it's great.
It's really fun.
It's a really good lineup. Every day is a different act. Sunday was Caleb Clatter and Reeb Williams. We saw, and also it's some acts that we've never heard of, but there are people who are totally in line with kind of what you would typically hear at Folkfest. So you also get to kind of hear some new people. I think tonight is Amy Hawkinson, who is a fiddle player and singer out of Portland.
Yeah.
Great, great musician. So.
And it's a great way to, you can support the musicians that, they'll give a little link as to how to leave them a tip on Venmo or PayPal or something like that. And as we know, a lot of people are affected by this, but basically all our musician friends instantly lost all of their gigs for many months. So they need stuff like that. And it's nice to be able to help them out.
All right. What time does that start again?
It's 4:30 Alaska time.
The quarantine happy hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Maybe for a minute, Andrew, if I can get you to switch hats from musician to board member of the Alaska Folk Festival. I know you all have been busy, and what's going to happen next year?
Well, assuming that next year we're able to put on a festival as we have done for the past 45 years, we're really fortunate in that we've reached out to our musicians, our guest artists who are going to be coming this year. They're really excited to just basically postpone it. And we're going to have the 46th festival next year with Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton. And as far as I know, we're going to have T-Claw as the guest caller come up, and Megan Chambers and Laura Miko, who did the artwork, we're going to be able to use that artwork. Fortunately, we didn't place our giant merchandise order. So we're going to be able to use that with a different date on it. And so in that way, we're basically, a little bit of a silver lining is we've got everything geared up and ready to go for next year. And so that'll be really exciting to see. Together.
Just out of curiosity, will you offer another application process for local performers? Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah, I'm almost certain. We haven't quite gotten into that detail yet. I'm almost certain, just because the time, a lot can change in a year. So I think we will basically start with a clean slate and have a new application process. But we'll be reaching out to our membership through Facebook and through our newsletters and all that stuff.
All right. Thinking of things Folkfest, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would. We are obviously upset to not be seeing everybody. And we're thankful for all the supportive messages that we've gotten from everybody as well. A lot of people use the festival as their chance to renew their annual memberships at our membership table. And we just want to reach out to everybody and let them know that we still do need everybody to help support our family. It's a bit of a hit to not be able to put it on this year. So go to akfolkfest.org and renew your membership online, and we will see you next year.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing us up to date on all things Alaska Folk Festival. And You mentioned Richie and Rosie. They're going to be on the show. The guest artists, they've agreed to be on Juno Afternoon later this week. So we're really looking forward to listening to them.
Good. That's great. They're really fun.
Cool. And thanks for booking them. Okay, you two, we have one more tune here, Waterbound, to take us out. Tell us about this one.
This is a song by an amazing musician named Dirk Powell, who we've gotten to meet a little bit in Louisiana and also through going to Fiddle Tunes down in Port Townsend. But it came onto our radar. Our friend Ian actually recommended that we start working on this one, and we just fell in love with it right away. It's got an interesting message. It talks about adversity and struggle and things like that. So it seemed appropriate right now in our weird times. So, yes.
All right. Andrew Heiss, Aaron Heiss, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, just we love you, Juno, and we're going to get through this.
All right. Thanks, you two. Happy Folk Fest.